With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting President Biden's new budget includes a tax cut for home buyers. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
With many Americans struggling to afford housing, the president is proposing assistance in his just-released budget.
For those seeking to buy their first home or trade up for a little more space, I propose the tax cut that will provide $400 a month for the next 2 years.
The president also wants to give tax breaks to families and raise taxes on the wealthy. Most White House budget plans are unlikely to pass Congress without major changes. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A federal judge in Texas has blocked the ability of workers at McDonald's, Burger King, and some other big U.S. companies to easier negotiate their working conditions. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The National Labor Relations Board is considering its next step after a judge on Friday blocked a new rule that would have made it easier for millions of workers to form unions at big companies. The rule was to have taken effect today. Under the current rule, a big company isn't considered a joint employee if most of its employees are working for a franchisee. The new rule that was put on hold said companies could be considered joint employees if they have the ability to control either directly or indirectly at least one condition of employment, such as wages, benefits, hours, or scheduling. I'm Donna Warder.
Congress is closing in on the required number of votes needed to pass federal legislation that requires AM radios in every new car. The prevalence of AM broadcast radio has dipped in recent decades as more listeners tune to options such as satellite radio and podcasts. But a large bipartisan group of lawmakers believes saving the AM dial is critical to public safety. On Wall Street, the Dow by 47 points. This is SRN News. As the immigration crisis in America's southern border continues to dominate presidential campaign dialogue, author, educator, and advocate for Christian apologetics Alex McFarland says the Biden administration is facing big challenges in 2024. McFarland notes he has no ill will toward President Biden and that he regularly prays for him.
But he made an oath before God to protect the U.S. Constitution from threats within and without. And so with all of these illegals, they must be deported. Christians say to me, oh, but Alex, let's just automatically give them amnesty and citizenship. No, the administration is to care for rights and the welfare of taxpaying American citizens. There is no constitutional precedent that we are to be the soup kitchen for the world.
Alex McFarland currently serves as director of the Christian Worldview Center in Greensville, South Carolina. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
U.S. stock indexes held roughly in place Monday ahead of an inflation report that could show how realistic Wall Street's hopes for easier interest rates are. The S&P 500 slipped over 5 points, or 1%, to 5,118, coming off just its third losing week in the last 19. It's still near its all-time high set Thursday, pushed up by expectations that cuts in interest rates are coming this year and by signals that the economy remains remarkably resilient. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 47%, or 0.1%, to over 38,000, and the NASDAQ composite fell 66 points. Economists predict Tuesday's report will show inflation remained at 3.1% in February. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Ken Lorman reporting.
More details at srnnews.com.